a British soldier is about to receive an honor for bravery, not from Britain, but from France. Alex Rowe has been a sniper with the French Foreign Legion for more than 20 years. Next month, he'll be made a Chevalier, or Knight, of the Légion d'Honneur. The BBC's Christian Fraser is in Paris. He says being made a Chevalier is a very big deal.
It is the highest award for bravery in France in service of the Republic. And I think in this case, it's particularly rare because it comes on the back of five separate citations for bravery. This is a man who has served in Afghanistan, in the former Yugoslavia, and also in Africa. And quite clearly, he's done it with distinction. But what is quite remarkable about this man, I think, from a British perspective, is that he was rejected by the British Army.
So that was when he was 18 years old, when he was rejected from the British Army.
That's right. He seems to have suffered from a childhood detached retina. He'd been accepted by Sandhurst, which is the officers' college, but then was rejected by the British Army. Now, it still rankles with Alex Rowe that he was rejected. He can't understand why someone of his calibre, who went on to become a sniper with X-ray vision, you could say, and a particularly good sniper, was rejected by the British Army. And you can imagine that perhaps when they look at this citation for Alex Rowe, perhaps the British officers might wonder why they passed over.
And Christian, you're in Paris. How do the French feel about this kind of thanks for the great sniper?
Well, I would imagine they're very pleased to have him. But what it does do, of course, is it draws attention to this very famous unit, the French Foreign Legion. There's a lot been written about the Legion. In the past, you might remember that it had this reputation for attracting criminals on the run or would-be mercenaries. But these days, it's a glorious unit of the kind of the Royal Marines or the SAS or the Navy SEALs. It has that kind of reputation. Mm. And certainly a lot of people who've left the British Army have gone and joined the French Foreign Legion because they get these prestigious postings in the eyes of soldiers to the hardest places in the world. So, yeah, I think they'll be very proud to have him and certainly to parade him during Bastille Day, which is one of their biggest days of the year.
Christian, I thought the days of boys from around the world running away from home to join the French Foreign Legion were long gone. France still accepts people of all nationalities into the Foreign Legion?
It does, yes. It was a unit that was set up for foreign citizens. They actually operate under the stewardship of French officers. And a soldier who becomes injured during a battle for France serving for the Legion can actually apply for French citizenship under a provision known as Français par le sang versé, which means French by spilled blood. So, yeah, if you've served for 3 years, you get your French citizenship. It seems from Alex Rowe's story that he's adapted to it very well. He still talks about the training program. He's clearly got this French accent now, so he's learnt the language. You know, he mixes his English with smatterings of French. And it's interesting talking about the language. He says that when he joined the Legion, well, you're only allowed to speak French, and if you get it wrong, you get a clip across the ear. And he seems to think that that's probably the best way to learn a foreign language.
The BBC's Christian Fraser in Paris. Thank you very much.
Thank you.